This is Ibik Mandara Kuir, a Star Wars The Mandalorian fanfic written by Kesemon and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for tooth-rotting fluff, Mandoa, adoption, father and son, empathy, telepathy, Mandalorian culture. Author's notes. Self-prompt from a stray thought. Yoda's species gains telepathic communication before vocal speech, being strong in the Force. Also, entertain the mental image of tiny Yoda Mando. This kid needs their own armor. Timeline for this is extremely ambiguous, show-wise. Just put it in any point after the Mando's Guild betrayal. I did a lot of Mandoa dictionary crawling, so while my grammar might not be perfect, I hope I haven't mistranslated anything too badly. Translations on hovertext and in the endnotes. I conjugated "this is the way" as Ibik Mandara Kuir. Ibik is this, and Kuir is exist be, but the way is actually Te'ara, not very punctuative for the capitalization that these words get. So I decided Manda plus Ara, the way of Mandalore. Together it's literally this Mandalore's way exists. It begins with guilt, he must admit. Echoes of his own past, acid-etched with the foundations of his training. Guild law at war with the code of the tribe he swore to uphold. But the spirit of his soul is shaped and forged in the Beskar stamped by Imperial Crest. The betrayals of the Empire and its great purges reached more than just the Jatisse, and Mandalore does not forget. Mandoad Strandigu. It's what drives him to break guild law, to take up arms against clients for the sake of watery eyes and the plaintive warble of a child's cry of distress. But then, after his ship reaches the black, endless expanse. After he's scoured the whole of the Razor Crest for tracking beacons crushed beneath his heel. After he's taken them through 7 hyperspace jumps and hidden his engine signatures in the hazy field of a gas giant's crystalline rings. After he collapses, exhausted, to the tolerable padding of his sleeping berth, the child nestled in his lap, and removes his helmet for the first time in days. Large dark eyes reflect up at him, solemn and deep for such a small being. The trust of the innocent pierces deeper and wounding more well than any blaster bolt. He may not be Admandaim, true-born of the planet whose code he keeps, but he is Mandoad, and the Resolnare resonates in his bones, in the hum of his ship that shivers the Beskar gam he wears. It is guilt that begins this fool's quest, but it is the way that drives him to cup the child's fragile head, bending to murmur the words against the wisp-haired green head. In his heart, he remembers the purpose and strength of belonging, of clan and kin and family. This is a foundling, as he was, and none are more precious to the tribe. Nikirte gai sa'adarika. Kabrval Gaibamanda. De Bajurbal Beskargam Aranova Lit Mandoaba Mandalore and the Kunyan Mi. Ibik Mandara Queer. This is the way. His life may be forfeit to the bounty guilds, but Mandalore protects their own. He opens his eyes when the sensation of tiny baby sharp talons prick through the underarmor weave of his elbow joint, and finds the child's gaze half-lidded, enraptured, a sparse-toothed grin on their lips. They coo with happiness and snuggle against his chest plate, gumming at the edge of the Beskar with absent concentration. It is, as he feared with all the heart-sick realization in his bones, Too adorable for words. You like that, ankle biter? His voice is gruff, soft. Gotta say, he'll beat any records for smallest Mandalatica in the tribe. Not the youngest, though. Wonder if they count it if you're of age but can't speak a word. That would be a damper on swearing to the tenets of Mandalore. He can't help but chuckle, trailing fingers over the child's back, soothing. The child blinks up at him, mid-gum, and purrs. The warmth of clan and kin and family floods his mind, like sinking into the steaming hot spring of Kurosi. His own feelings of the Rezalnari echoed back trifold. It is the truth of Mandokar, shaped so often by the words recited in litany. Ibik Mandara Kuyir. It is also unbidden, not his own, and reverberating with such a deep sense of other that he gasps, goose flesh rising and eyes wide. Dimly, he's aware of the child's talons clutching closer, those dark, deep eyes sliding shut. The feeling of warmth gives way to sleepy contentment before fading entirely. He is left to breathe in the dark of the ship's hold. Oscar, he mutters, awestruck and numb. Well, I suppose that's that. He may be in over his head. He is also too invested to care. Sleep well, you little wolf rat, he finally says, adjusting the child so that he too can lie down, and his eyes close without difficulty. Within minutes, the motion sensor lights go dark, and there is peace. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a gift for Blackglass as part of Summer Podfic Swap 2022. There seems to be a theme this year, and that theme is squeeze Mandoa in as much as possible. The only place we really super overlapped on your letter and mine this year was The Mandalorian, and I know this isn't necessarily the direction that, like, season two onwards of the show gave us, but I'm always a sucker for The Mandalorian actually knowing Mandoa. So hopefully this moment of calm, family-building delight hits you exactly in the feels. Anyone else who's listening, hope you enjoyed it as well. Thank you to Kissamon for having blanket permission to Podfic, and thanks for listening. Have a nice day. Atha's Nuts. Mandoa Translations. Beskar. Mandalorian Iron. Jatise, Jedi, plural. Mandoa Drardigu, a Mandalorian never forgets. Admandaim, of the planet Mandalore, born Mandalorian. Mandoad, son of Mandalore, one who has taken up Mandalorian values. Rezalnare, the tenets of Mandalorian belief. Beskar Gam, armor made of Mandalorian iron. Nikir Tail Gaisa'ad, the Mandalorian adoption statement. I know your name as my child. Adika, little one. Kabr Vow, a vow of protection, adoption ceremony. Debajur Bal Beskar Gam Aranov Alit Mandawal Ba Mandalore on the Kunyum Mi. That's the Rezalnare. A recitation of the tenets of the Rezalnare, literally. By education and armor, self-defense, our tribe, our language, and our leader, all help us survive. Ibik Mandara Kuyir. Conjugated, Ibik, this, Manda plus Ara, the spirit slash way of Mandalore, Kuyir, existence, being. This be the way of Mandalore. Mandawadika, little child of Mandalore. Mandakar, the right stuff, the essence of being Manda. Asakir, a strong exclamation of surprise. Many thanks to Wikipedia and to the Mandoa.org dictionary.